This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
YourHealth.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can reach out to us, bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the Libertarian Party presidential nominating weekend. Libertarians, about 1,000 of them, apparently, are in Orlando, Florida for the weekend, gathered from all across the country to select, among other things, other party business, which is, in many cases, this dreadfully boring, bylaws changes and things like that. They'll be selecting, the most newsworthy part of the weekend is they'll be choosing their presidential candidate for the year 2016. There are several people, actually a bunch of people, like 11 or more, I think, who are running. There are five who are the top contenders, and they will be the ones who are in the televised debate tonight, which is going to air on C-SPAN. It should be starting here in moments. I was monitoring the audio feed there during the news break, and the debate has yet to officially begin, but the warm-up has started for that. So we'll bring you some of that audio if we get the chance here. But we're going back to your calls and thoughts. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight on this live Saturday show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I had asked in the last hour if anybody knows of, in the past of all presidential candidates, has there ever been as much anti-sentiment towards a particular candidate? And what I mean by that is Donald Trump specifically, but to a lesser extent Hillary or Bernie.
A lot of people really dislike Hillary.
But are there people in the streets protesting over her? Because today, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, there was a headline here, Breitbart, hundreds of people were in the streets of San Diego, where Donald Trump was speaking, to where law enforcement came in and used threats of chemical weapons against these people to get them to try to get them to move to another street. Where in presidential history has there been such outcry against? Because usually people support the candidate of their choice. They're not spending their time fighting against another candidate. That's what I've seen, at least, over the years. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. So Patrick is on the line in Philly. You'd asked a question before we had to go into the news there, Patrick, about are we anarcho-capitalists? And I said no, but we didn't really define what that means. So go ahead.
Well, it's the definition, it's actually in regards to the police force. I was just asking, a better question would be, you feel that there should be any sort of government whatsoever?
Not of a coercive nature.
Right. I think the government should be voluntary. You should be able to pick it in the same way that you pick a insurance company. So currently, today, you can pick between governments by going through, in the case of the United States, very expensive and arduous processes to become an expatriate, move to another country, become an expatriate, give up, your citizenship, pay an exit tax, all kinds of things like that. And don't forget passport fees and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, I think all human interaction should be consensual. So, no, I don't support a coercive state.
So I guess a product of a coercive state would be a police force in a sense. My question is, if you, and I don't know if you do or not, but if you do not believe that there should be a police force, how would you be able to solve something, let's say, as some like a father who abused his children, a 10-year-old kid, and like, what avenue would that, what recourse could that kid have in seeking some kind of help without a police force to enforce the law?
Well, I would think that, if you're talking about a situation where a 10-year-old without a police force would be trying to find someplace else to live, first you would have to have a child who wanted to leave, right? And that doesn't happen a lot. Many times when children are separated from their families here in the United States, it's done against everybody's will because somebody who works for the government says, this is the right thing. And I'm not saying that they're not right some of the time. I'm certainly not saying that they're right all of the time.
Sometimes they destroy good family
right.
lives.
And so, what they're doing is they're using a monopoly on force. That's what government is, and that's what defines a nation state. And that's what you're sort of addressing here.
Well,
is that
But real quick, I was to pinpoint it more. I'm saying if the child was being beat, like there was child abuse, like a crime was being committed in the household.
Sure.
And the child had no recourse. You know, he couldn't run away. But I'm saying, how could or rape or spousal abuse or any type
sure.
of situation?
I think that the thing you're missing here is just because someone says they want to see competition or they want to open up the marketplace to other options and not have a coercive monopoly doesn't mean they don't want to have a protection service. I mean, that's ultimately what the police are supposed to be, is a protection service, that they're supposed to come when you call them, and a lot of times they don't in some places, or they don't guarantee they'll be there in a certain amount of time, like, you know, some pizza delivery people do.
Kids still get beat in America.
Yeah, that's true. And so no one here is saying there shouldn't be someone you can hire or go to if you need some assistance with some sort of investigation work or apprehending a criminal or something like that. I think those things would exist because people want to have that protection, and we probably would have better choices in the marketplace if we actually had choices that weren't one-size-fits-all monopoly, you must pay for this or we're going to kill you, which is what the government says.
Right. No, I get it. I understand. It's just, to me, when you talk about privatizing, like, let's say, a police force, maybe you wouldn't even call it a police force, just some kind of security service. It's hard to wrap your head around a service in which...
Yeah, it is. And I wouldn't use the term privatize either, because when you use the term privatize, it suggests that the government is granting its... Well, no. It suggests the government is granting its monopoly to a private company, which is also not good. We don't want to have... I think generally I'm speaking for liberty-minded people. We don't want to have a one-size-fits-all solution, even if it's, you know, whether it's the government running it or the government handing over their control to one government-approved or anointed privately-run organization, that's still about the same thing. Actually having a marketplace where you can choose or create a competitor is I think, ideal to improve quality of service and lower the cost.
The Founding Fathers were really clear that a government can't have a right that the people don't have. So you and I and a bunch of people can't get together, create a government that has more rights than we have individually.
Right.
We can protect ourselves, so we can make an agency or hire an agency to protect us. However, it is wrong for me to just stick my hand in your pocket and pilfer around and take what I like, right? And it would therefore be wrong for a government to stick its hand in your pocket, pilfer around, and take what it wants. Now, that's ultimately what happens every single time with a monopoly, and I think that that's sort of where the Enlightenment period, it just never quite made it to these ideas. They hadn't been fleshed out that much. All I'm saying, all I'll ever say is that there was a time period in human history when people didn't think that people of different religions could live together, but we can now. And I think that the next thing coming is that people with different, different governments will be able to live on the same street without, it being a big problem. If a government's a service, we should be able to hire the one we want.
No, I totally understand that. In terms of like a police force or anything else like that, you would be okay with, let's say, a town voluntarily getting together and hiring policemen. Let's say you have a town of 100 people, let's say, and they get together and they say, based off of our majority vote, we want a police force in this.
Well, no, I'm not okay with coercion. As a voluntarist, I believe all human interaction should be consensual. So if everyone in the town agreed 100%, then that would be fine with me. If 99% agree and the 1% is allowed to opt out and not pay for the service, then that would be fine with me. But if the 51% are going to threaten the other 49% and say, well, if you don't go along with paying for this service that we just decided to vote you into, then we're going to hurt you or kill you or take your house from you, then that's not okay. And that's basically what the government does.
Yeah, and I like to use the example of school because it's a little less close to the heart, like police forces are.
I think a lot of people think schools are very important, actually, Mark.
Yeah, I think they do, too. There's a school in my town. I don't send my son to it. In fact, I think it's pretty clear that my money goes to educate my son, at least in part. So, to some extent, that money's for his education. And when they take some of our money, for taxes to fund that school, since money's fungible, they're taking money from my son's education to fund other people's kids' education, and that's wrong. It's immoral.
Patrick, good call, good topic. I appreciate it. And I'd recommend, if you want to learn more, there's a great book called The Market for Liberty by Morris and Linda Tannehill. You can actually download it for free or get the audiobook for free at books.freetalklive.com. And thanks for the call tonight. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Skype username. is LRN.FM. Live Saturday edition of the show with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And want to invite you to check out Freedom by Adam Kokesh. You, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned, don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, as the Libertarian Party has begun its presidential debate, the candidates have all given their opening addresses or opening statements, and the debate has begun now. It's being televised on C-SPAN, and also Libertarian Party is streaming it live on YouTube as well. If we get the chance, we'll check into some audio there. But first, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Eric. He's listening in Flint to WWCK. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, I was thinking about what you said about, you know, people protesting one candidate in particular, but
yeah.
You know, my point being, I guess, is that, you know, a lot of these people that are showing up are actually getting paid. Okay, a lot
to
of
protest
people,
Trump.
Yes.
So I hear.
Yeah.
By whom?
Well, okay. First off, where did the first protest happen?
No idea.
Chicago, right?
Okay.
Remember a few weeks
I do remember
back?
That.
University of Illinois, Chicago, right?
I'll take your word for it. I mean, I remember hearing something. I don't know if it was the first one ever.
Well, I don't know if it was the first one ever either, but it was the first one to really start getting a lot of attention. Who was the professor at the University of Illinois, Chicago?
I don't know. Are you going to say Ayers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's that?
He's the guy that they, you know, like he's some kind of common. And you know, he's linked to Obama, and this is one of the reasons why Obama's a bad guy, because of this Ayers guy.
He's a domestic terrorist. They detonated bombs. Okay, they killed people. Okay?
What is a protest?
Why hasn't he been convicted?
He actually was convicted. His wife was convicted of a felony. She could never actually practice law, but she did become a professor of law at Northwestern.
Okay.
So wait, what does a professor at a university have to do with a paid protester or paid protesters?
Well, because of super PAC. Okay. You agree that you know they exist, right?
Yep, they exist.
Okay. All right. If you can, I mean, there's video out there. You can see Bill Ayers at this protest just with the biggest grin on his face, having the, you know, time of his life, watching all this happen. Okay. The guy has visited the White House 80 times or so in the last 7 years. Do you think he's taken the tour?
But wait, I mean, is this all speculation? Are you suggesting that this...
I can connect dots, okay? I've been watching these people for 50 years, okay?
Oh, okay. So you're speculating.
I can do link analysis. Yeah.
So what you're saying here, you believe... Let me see if I...
Einstein.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. I don't want to just let you say something and act like I know what you're saying, because I'm not sure. I want to make sure I'm clear. So what you're saying is there's this college professor who is running a super PAC, and he's raised a bunch of money to pay people to go out and protest Trump.
No, what I'm saying is he's probably taking money from a super PAC. And they do go and pay people to go to protests, for example.
So you believe the college professor is working for the PAC. And do you know which PAC?
I wouldn't say working for them, but I'm sure he's more than happy to coordinate and take money from them. Okay.
And I mean, so you believe that he is only doing that in Chicago and that other people are doing it in the other cities?
No, he's more than happy to do it nationwide. I mean, come on, the guy's been to the White House 80-plus times in love.
But you have no evidence of this. You don't know what the super PAC is. This is all basically pure speculation.
But, I mean, the guy just happens to be there, okay, on the campus.
It's a protest. It's on his campus, right?
Pure coincidence. Yeah, exactly.
Does he teach on the campus? Then no, I would say it's less than a coincidence. He's there because it's happening on his campus, and it's something he's interested in.
I tend to agree with the caller on this one. I tend to agree with the caller on this one. This Bill Ayer guy is he's involved in politics. He's a socialist that's really involved in this stuff. Yes.
Right. So, of course, he's going to be at a protest at his campus. It doesn't mean he's the person who put it together. It doesn't mean he's running every single anti-Trump protest across the country.
If you know Bill Ayers, you know that he would never miss an opportunity to get involved in something like this. All
okay.
Right?
He's a bit of an organizer. Like that's
but you don't even know what the PAC is.
Oh, I don't need to know the PAC. I don't know where.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's all speculation. So there's probably a college protester in every city where there's a Trump protest who thinks that Donald Trump's a bad guy and he'd show up for it.
Bill Ayers is an opportunist, and he'll take the candidate he can get. If he thinks that he can protest against the candidate to some success, maybe he's trying to get Bernie in. I wouldn't doubt it at all that he's a Bernie supporter. I suspect he'll take Hillary.
So if you're a Bernie supporter, how is it that spending time and effort going against Trump is going to do you any good whatsoever?
Getting anyone passionately involved in your project, whatever your project might be, is going to be a benefit to getting what you want done, in the future. First, what you do, sales is a series of yeses, right? Yeah.
So you're saying he's recruiting people who are anti-Trump and wants to convert them into Bernie supporters?
No, I don't think Bernie supporters. I think he wants to recruit them ultimately into people that agree with how he sees the world.
Okay.
Isn't that what you want to do with people that move to the Free State Project? Don't you want them to see the world the same way you do or similarly?
Well, I mean, that'd be nice, sure.
Okay. That's what political activists do, and you are one, and so is Ayers.
Yeah, but I can't see spending time protesting a candidate, paying people to protest a candidate. I mean, you're not going to get the kind of person who's really interested in something, right?
You create the momentum. Politics is in many ways about momentum. It's not about one particular event. If the momentum, for whatever reason, is against Trump, then it's more for whomever it is that Ayers wants to have. Likely, I'm just speculating here, it's Sanders, but I'm sure he'll take Clinton. But I would suspect that Trump is his least favorite.
So what's the evidence that these protesters, I mean, there's hundreds of people in the streets, some of them risking arrest. San Diego, you've got police on, megaphones or loudspeaker systems ordering people to disperse. They're going to use chemical weapons.
These aren't just people wandering down the street, Ian. They have some level of excitement already in this. This isn't just – he didn't just find anybody, Ian.
Okay,
he's not going
saying,
on Craigslist and hiring little old ladies.
Obviously, that's true. What I'm saying, though, Mark, is – it's kind of hard to recruit people who are willing to get arrested for your cause. It's one thing to have someone go hold a sign. I mean, we know Donald Trump in the early part of his campaign was paying people, allegedly, to hold signs
for
him.
I've seen activists being paid here in New Hampshire, and the activists who are paid tend to do their activism longer than the activists who
do it for free. Yeah, but do they risk arrest for $5 an hour or whatever? I don't know anyone who will do that. 855-450-FREE. What's the evidence that these people in San Diego are getting a paycheck? I'd like to see that.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We need to implement that for every person around the globe. Revoke the wet foot where the Coast Guard looks for people to send them back to tyranny.
That's Gerald W. Perry.
It does seem strange that the United States has this policy of Cubans can come here, but then they stop all the Cubans from coming here.
To come into this country and work to be able to get a work visa. And a work visa should entail a background check and a Social Security card that applicable taxes get paid. We should not build a fence across the border. We should not deport 11 million illegal immigrants. We need to embrace immigration in this country. We need to recognize that these are the cream of the crop when it comes to workers coming across the border. They are not taking jobs that U.S. citizens want, and it is not an issue of lower pay unless it's an issue of language, and they are the first ones that recognize that.
That's Daryl W. Perry first and Gary Johnson second. They were the final two of the five candidates who are on stage right now at the Libertarian Party's presidential nominating process. It's going on throughout the weekend in Orlando. It's the Libertarian Party National Convention. The five candidates on stage just fielding a question about immigration. We'll come back and check in with some more audio from the debate courtesy of C-SPAN. We're actually pulling the audio from C-SPAN Radio. And you can join us here to toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to George in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hi. When George W. Bush was in Erie, Pennsylvania in 2000, one of my children made a sign, right wing, left wing, same bird. Went up to the airport.
Excellent.
Where it was showing up, and him and about 50 other people with questionable signs were herded on buses and taken to a free speech zone, like a empty field a mile from the airport. If you read...
Yeah, isn't that useful?
Yes.
You know, here in the country that has freedom of speech, they put you in some kind of, I don't know, some backwater place and tell you, okay.
Where no one will see you.
Protest here all you want.
Right. If you read in Wikipedia about free speech zones, they've been used a lot, and they were used a lot that year. The reason these protests are happening in cities is because they're not doing the free speech zone. They're letting these happen. So... just my comments. And I agree with the last call.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. You're saying that the anti-Trump protest that's going on, I think it was today in San Diego or yesterday, that there were hundreds of people there, you're claiming that they're letting this, that there's some sort of plot from on high to allow this to happen?
The plot from on high is to have free speech zones to pick these people up and put them where they want them to have their protest, not in city streets. So this has been going on. Pick up Wikipedia free speech zones. I mean, this is
no. We're familiar with the free speech zone. Maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're saying. So correct me if I've gotten this wrong. You're pointing out that free speech zones exist and that you at one point were forced to go into one. But then you're saying that you don't believe or that you believe that the Trump protests that are going on, the people that are anti-Trump, are not being placed in free speech zones. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, but they are using the threat of violence against these people to disperse them. So it's pretty clear that the police in San Diego are not going along with some sort of program to just allow these people to stay in the streets.
They did say these police, one of their announcements was that these people could do their protests
on another street.
Not on this street, but on some other street. And maybe that's where a park is. I don't know. I'm not from San Diego.
Yeah, they did say that.
Not familiar with the area particularly, although I have been through the town. So maybe, to some extent, that is a free speech zone, right?
In theory, you could look at it that way. George, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Look, when somebody tries to put you in a free speech zone, don't go. That's what I would recommend that you do, is just stay right where you are and stand on your rights to have freedom of speech, because if you do what they tell you to do, you are basically admitting that you're a serf and a slave and you don't have any rights. And yes, I do understand that if you assert your rights, there's a chance you could be arrested. I get that. But that's the price you have to pay for freedom. Sometimes you have to go to prison. It's a little bit ironic, but that's just the way it is. Because if people don't stand up for their rights, you will not retain them. You have to stand up for your rights.
The saying is that the tree of liberty needs to be be watered now and then with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Well, you don't have to die over this one, thankfully.
Yeah. Going to jail, to some extent, is watering the tree of liberty, as it were.
Yeah,
I don't know that, it seems, if you look throughout human history since the agrarian revolution, the state of humans is that of bondage. It is that of imprisonment. It is that of slavery. There was a time in human history when only 1 in 17 males could reproduce. The thing that they did to males was eunucize them. They took their gonads off. And I mean, this is the level of bondage that was going on at that time frame. We're still coming out of that. Our great-grandfathers didn't have plumbing. We're just evolving as a species, and liberty is what we want. What you have to do is advocate for it for other people, not just for yourself. And it's the other people having liberty that's the scary part. Frankly, most of the people I see on TV, these people shouldn't have liberty. They could barely run their own lives.
Well, you would have the liberty to tell to have someone that you hire tell you how to run your life. There are some people that do want to be told what to do, and they don't want to be free. And to those people, I say, by all means, pick yourself a master. Just don't force those of us who don't want a master to have your master. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And one of the biggest keys to reclaiming your rights or standing up for yourself is to be able to control your own money. And that's something that Bitcoin allows you to do. It's the first time in our lifetimes that we've ever had the ability to have true control over the money that we use. And Bitcoin allows you to do that. It's a stateless, free market, non-political currency. It cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. And by using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing that. Use Bitcoin. You've got this incredible alternative available right now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That is Bitcoin.com. So whether you want to talk about free speech zones or something else entirely, you are certainly welcome to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. We'll check back in with the Libertarian Party's debate. I'll give you an example of a free speech zone. There was a college campus here in Keene, New Hampshire, Keene State College. Joe Biden was slated to speak. I believe this was like back in 2012 during the re-election of Barack Obama. And so Biden had come to Keene State College to stump for Obama in that case.
As if he needed stumping.
And the Secret Service, of course, is the vice president. Secret Service was there all over the place. There were local police as well. And at one point, I was asked to go over into what was indicated as a free speech zone. They had sort of a penned-off area that was, maybe a few hundred feet away from the actual...
How was it penned off? Just like rope?
It was some sort of rope, I think, okay. Or like tape, not police tape. Or
I think the thing
like
that people think of with these free speech zones is like Constantine Wire. And,
no, it wasn't like that.
Fencing.
But it was definitely a specified area that they wanted all protesters to be in, and I just politely declined their request.
And the Secret Service did nothing.
They did nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and of course, I had a video camera with me, so it helps.
They already have a big thick file on you. It doesn't make a difference.
If you're going to be refusing a police order or demand or request or whatever, then it's good to have it on video, especially if you ask the clarifying question of, is this an order? Are you ordering me into that zone, or are you just asking me? Because if you're just asking me, then I'll just stay right where I am. Thank you very much. I appreciate the offer to go into your free speech zone. Now, I'm sure I would meet other interesting people in the free speech zone, but I'm more interested in actually reaching out to people who are attending this event. And if I'm 500 feet away, then, that's not going to accomplish that task for me. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. That's Skype username LRN.FM. The Libertarian Party is having themselves a presidential debate. If we get the chance, we'll check in with some more audio as our friend and co-host Daryl W. Perry is on stage with four other debaters, and the LP is trying to pick their presidential candidate for the year 2016. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Libertarian Party is having a presidential debate right now. It's live on C-SPAN. They're also streaming it on YouTube via a channel called Libertarian Channel. So we're going to give you some of the audio from C-SPAN Radio.
Rising, green areas are turning into deserts. However, with all the money in our government, has anything changed? No. The military is the largest polluter on this planet. Government can't fix it. Give us a chance. Maybe we can work it out.
I believe that was John McAfee speaking there.
Mr. Perry.
Question about
Has there been global warming? Well, allow me to present Exhibit A. There once was an ice age, and now there's not. The real question is, should the government do anything about it? And I say no.
That's Gerald W. Perry,
Mr. Peterson,
host.
What taxes, if any, do you believe in? How should government fund its essential duties and obligations?
I believe in a voluntary society, freely, totally, completely. If we are to have taxes, why not a lottery? A lottery is just a tax on people who are bad at math. Our first president of the United States, George Washington, did sign lottery taxes because they said...
I don't think libertarians want to fund everything, Mark. They want to get rid of the government programs as they stand, typically. And to Peterson's credit, that's Austin Peterson from the Libertarian Republic. He's got some of the libertarian talking points down pretty good.
You know, I wonder how Nevada's lottery does. I'm going to look that up right now.
Why? Why Nevada?
Because if you can gamble like you can pretty much anywhere in Nevada, then what in the hell would you use the state's lotto for?
That's an excellent question. Yeah, toll-free number here tonight. Maybe you're in Nevada. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Libertarians choosing between several candidates at this weekend's convention. We're giving some of the audio to you from the debate.
Them belongs to the government. It's a lie. It's our money. It's not their money.
To some extent, a libertarian debate is basically candidates trying to out-libertarian one another, which is fun.
This government survived, and this nation survived for 150 years with no income taxes. How is that possible?
That's John Madden.
We had a government that was doing reasonable things at small cost. No taxation that involves the sweat of your brow can possibly be legal. And taxation was illegal until 1916. We can fund this government voluntarily. We have national parks. If you want to go to the park, pay some money. If you want to drive on a road, pay a dollar for every 1,000 miles you drive. We can do this. But to do this, we have to stop the insanity of a government out of control and growing like a weed. And we can do that.
John McAfee there.
Mr. Perry.
With all due respect, your question is invalid because it presumes there are essential duties of government. If you want NASA to exist and send things into space, write a check to NASA. If you want the U.S. military to drone bomb children in the Middle East, write a check to the U.S. military, but don't force me to pay for it.
Yeah, Harold W. Perry representing the libertarian wing of the Libertarian Party.
There has to be one.
I've always said the best example of a libertarian tax is the gas tax. You use gas, you drive on the highways. Now the problem with the gas tax is it gets co-opted for other things. But
yep.
That said, taxation is theft. I'm running for president of the United States. So if elected, I'm going to pass any legislation that reduces taxes in this country, however that is. But what I would advocate is eliminating income tax, corporate tax, and because we would do that, we would then be able to abolish the IRS, which is about as tyrannical as it gets. I would be elected president of the United States. I don't think Congress is going to abolish income tax and corporate tax without replacing with something. I think that they could replace it with a consumption tax. I would ask you to look at the fair tax as a way to dot the I's and cross the T's on how to accomplish
one federal consumption tax. Because libertarians shouldn't be supporting any coercive taxation. And when Johnson says that a gas tax is an example of a libertarian tax, that is a false statement. It is not a voluntary tax. It is not something that is, consented to by the gasoline companies or by the people that are running the gas stations on the corner. I think all of them would prefer to not have taxes built into their price tag if they could avoid it.
You can actually, those places can sell gasoline without taxes on it if they're selling it to people who are going to use it not on government roads. So it is much more a libertarian tax than what you're giving it a credit for.
No, you can't use the word libertarian in conjunction with tax. To be a libertarian means to not support the use of aggressive force to achieve political or social goals. So as long as there's a punishment behind your tax, which every tax has some sort of penalty if you don't pay it, if you are running a gas station and you decide you're not going to collect the taxes that the state demands you collect, what's going to happen to you, Mark?
I can open a gas station tomorrow and I don't have to charge taxes on gasoline.
What's going to happen?
It's completely voluntary.
You are lying, sir.
No, I am not. If you want to drive that stuff on the road, then it becomes a problem.
It is not voluntary, Mark, because they will send men with guns. Just admit it. They'll send men with guns after you if you don't collect their taxes.
No, listen, man. The problem with roads is that the government uses the eminent domain in order to make their roads more accessible and disallows other people from competing in their arena.
That
has everything to do with it. If you want to fund your roads through gasoline, fees on gasoline, that's completely fair.
No, it's not fair because you're forcing your taxes on the people who are collecting them.
You're not. You can open a gas station tomorrow and you do not have to collect taxes on gasoline.
You're saying only if you sell it to people who are using it in their ATV or on a private road.
Stay off the government's roads if you don't want to pay for them.
Okay. You're getting really angry here, but you're not talking about libertarianism, okay? You're talking about some small government proposal that you have as a Republican. Libertarians would not use force against a gas company to force them to collect a tax for a road. Libertarians wouldn't have government running the roads in the first place.
I'm with you on that.
And then a private road owner wouldn't be able to stick a gun to the gas company's head and force them to collect taxes for their benefit.
They don't.
I know they don't.
They only make them collect on the people that are going to use it to drive on the road.
That's not okay because there's force involved, Mark. Don't you understand what libertarianism is? It's very, very simple. You don't use the threat of violence against initiatory force to get your way. So you have to come up with alternatives that don't involve threatening peaceful people who just want to sell gas to somebody.
The problem with roads is the use of eminent domain gives the government an unfair competition in the creation of roads.
That is a problem with roads. We're talking about taxing gasoline, which has nothing to do with that. The issue that I'm talking about here is where if you want to run a gas station, people are going to come to buy gas.
Yes.
Most of them are not going to be buying it for an ATV or something they're using on a private road. They're going to be buying it to, you know, because they were on some sort of government road.
Then
a libertarian,
should they not pay the tax for the road if they're using the road?
There should be no taxes in a libertarian world.
Okay. Should they not?
We're talking about what libertarians believe.
Let's call them fees. For the purpose of this conversation.
If it's a fee and it's collected voluntarily, that's fine.
It is collected voluntarily.
I'm sorry, but you're wrong about
that.
Yes,
I can tell it is.
What happens to you, Mark, if you are running a gas station and you don't give money to the people who call themselves the Department of Revenue? What happens?
I'm going to tell them, hey, look, none of the people that are using my gas are going on the roads. If you think
they're going to sit out front and they're going to watch people pulling in and pulling out of your gas station.
Then those people need to buy the gas that has the fees in it.
They are not responsible for paying the tax. It's the company that is responsible for paying the tax. The government isn't going to put the person driving a van who's in the park, you know, who's getting gas in a jail cell if they don't pay the tax. The person who gets put in jail is the person running the gas station. That is not libertarian.
I'm happy to sell people gasoline that has the government fee for the government road that they intend to drive on with their government license as a proprietor of a store.
If you're happy to be abused, that's your problem.
No.
That
that's
doesn't
not
make
abused.
You a libertarian.
I can sell them the gasoline that's not for the road, Ian. That's why Gary Johnson is making this statement. The problem with roads is eminent domain.
Well, you are just all over. You are so convoluted on this, and you are trying to make excuses for taxing gasoline, and that is ridiculous.
Well, it's voluntary.
How can you even say something like that when it's obviously not?
Because you can
sales taxes are not voluntary.
You can choose to have the gasoline that doesn't have the fee on it.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
That. You cannot choose
stay
that.
Stay off the road.
You can't stay off the road because they're all run by the government. The toll-free number is 855-453.
That's because the government uses eminent domain to unfairly compete in the area of roads.
Okay, great. But that doesn't mean that they're making it a voluntary tax.
It's
855-453. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker, and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.